You're listening to the She Handles Business podcast. This is the space for women entrepreneurs building legacy businesses, balancing life, and handling it all through faith. If you're ready to build, grow, and scale your business, create a life of peace and abundance, and move like everything you place your hands to prospers, you're in the right place. I'm your host, Shamandrian. Grab your pens, grab a notebook, and get ready for faith-building interviews, life-changing tips, and money-making strategies to help you handle it all. Let's jump in. Hello, 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 and welcome to the first episode of the She Handles Business podcast. I am so excited. If you can't tell in my voice, y'all, listen, I am congested, I am sweating, I am full-blown under the weather right now. However, I knew that the message that I needed to share today had to come out. Why? Because it's all about expanding. And there's no way that I can share with you on expanding and stepping into and stepping out of and stretching beyond your capacity and shifting your mindset and canceling the limiting beliefs and showing up when you have the excuse not to show up if I'm not choosing to do the same thing. So I apologize if my voice is too congested for you. I apologize if it seems that I'm a bit under the weather, but this message had to come out today because for the past week or so, I've been battling with wanting to get this first episode recorded. So many thoughts have gone in my mind, have played out that have kept me from recording this first episode. And then when I finally made the decision, this is what it looks like. I'm doing this no matter what. The enemy shows up. The enemy shows up. And we know one thing for sure, that he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And I refuse to allow the enemy to come to me and present me the opportunity to step back, to sit down, to procrastinate, to retreat, to go back into that space of fear, go back to a space of where I'm not showing up to be who I know that God has called me to be, go back to a space where I know I'm not fully using and utilizing every gift that God has given me, go back to a space where I am idle because I have made a decision to accept what he has presented to me instead of making a decision to expand. So today, that's what I wanted to talk to you about. And it's so funny that once I decided that this episode was going to be about expanding and the choice and the decision to expand, I had to face my own choice to expand. I easily could have said, you know what? I'm not feeling good. It's not happening. There's no way that I can show up on this podcast. The very first episode sounded like a little monster is in my throat, but I had to make a choice. Because I understand that with every single choice that we have that allows us to stretch outside of our capacity, that we get a little bit closer to that big dream that we've always wished for and that thing that we've wanted to become. I understand, which I know that you have heard time and time again, in order to get something different, then you have to do something different. And so today I want to challenge you. I want to challenge you when it comes to every thought, every fear, every opportunity that you have to retreat back to the old thoughts, limiting beliefs, all of those things. Anytime that you get the opportunity, I want you to take a moment and I want you to repeat this statement. Today, I choose to expand. And I want you to say that with diction. I want you to say that with power. I want you to say that with belief. Because when we make a decision, not just one decision, but multiple decisions to expand, then we step into that space of faith. We step into that space of believing that everything that we place our hands to prosper, that space of saying, God, I believe what you have said, and I'm going to do what you've called me and what you've told me to do in reference to this situation. We can't silence the thoughts. We can't silence the fears. We can't drown out the noise of the enemy when we're still taking action that aligns with what he says about us. When we're still taking action that aligns with the lies that he has planted, whether it came from family, whether it came from past failures, whatever those look like, we have to make a decision to say, you know what? I choose to expand. So I want to encourage you and I want to challenge you on this very first episode that's very short and sweet. I know that you don't know a whole lot about me, and we have many episodes for you to get to know me and opportunities with community for me to get to know you. And I hope that I have the opportunity to do that. But I wanted to start this thing with a bang. I wanted to start this thing in a way that it's not me sitting telling you all of my life stories and saying, hey, this is who I am. This is things that I've done. I want us to start off by making a decision and making a shift from day one. And so if you take nothing else from this podcast, I hope that this first episode gives you that nugget for you to be able to stand up against the enemy, stand up against your self-sabotage, stand up against your doubt, stand up against your procrastination, stand up against your fears, and make a decision to say, today, I choose to expand. I hope that this episode is encouraging for you. Believe me, there is so much more to come, and I'm so excited about the things that we're going to be talking about on the She Handles Business podcast. But let's start this out with a bang. Let's start this out with making some shifts and some changes that are going to stick, because it's not always the big things that count. It's the small things that we choose to do and continually do over and over and over and over and over again. You have thousands of decisions that you make throughout the day, whether you believe it or not, very small decisions. And there's so many of them that we think are not a big deal. And it's the small things that we say, oh, well, I'll just push this one thing off till tomorrow. Oh, well, no, I'm not going to stand up and say that right now. Oh, no, I'm going to choose to not show up this way today. And it's the small things that have caused us to stand where we are. And we look at our lives and say, this is not where I want to be. Well, baby, there's only one thing that you can do to change it. Do some things differently. But that's only a decision that we can make ourselves. So I hope that this has been a blessing to you. And I pray that you will continue to join me on the future podcasts to come. My name is Shamandrian, and continue to keep rocking with me, because you can handle it. You have business that you have to be about. There's things that you have to birth in the earth. There is people that you are called to. There are things that you have been set here to do. And you can't do that being stagnant. You can't do that agreeing with the lies of the enemy. It's time to expand. It's time to handle it. Excited to hear what's coming next on the She Handles Business podcast? Be sure to like, subscribe, and follow so that you get all the updates on our upcoming episodes.